ארגונים אצלי שהייתו כאילו. ארגונים יותר נער לקוטי מורן, תורה וו, ארגונים most of it, the most main parts of it, and now we're going to go on learning לקוטי הלכות and this Torah. אז לקוטי הלכות הם לכות ראש השנה, הלך הדרי. Yeah, we learned basically in לקוטי מורן, right? That in order to merit this כבוד אלוקי, this godly honor, you have to give honor to God, not honor to yourself. And you do that through giving disgrace to yourself and being silent at the time, right? And that way he pours out the dirty bloods of his heart, right? Most of the few ways of being in disgrace, right? And a person has to know how to deal with his ups and downs, right? Especially when he has downs. Also he has ups. If he has ups, he has to know that it's not from him, it's all from Hashem. If he has downs, to know how to understand that it's not from his Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be in this certain place right now. It's a disgrace, I'm in such a low place. Still, by being silent, that's the way he's gonna get up.
We're getting tochacha. Is that considered like a down?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Considered a blushing. Rebuke. So now, let's see how it has to do with Rosh Hashanah. Well, of course it has to do with Rosh Hashanah, we'll see how. So, Rabbi Natan writes, וזה בחינת ראש השנה או תקיעות השופר. This all has to do with Rosh Hashanah and blowing the shofar. בחינת תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסל יום חגנו, איזה חודש הלבנה מתכסה בו, ואומר זה ראש שנה. It says in the pasuk, blow in the shofar in the month. In the month, blow the shofar. בכסל יום חגנו, in the covered month, to the day of our chag. Which is a covered month? It's the month, the only month, the only chag that we have, which the moon is covered. Because all the other chagim are in the middle of the middle or a little bit into the month. And we know that Rosh Chodesh, the moon is hidden. Right? Only a little bit, it shows and goes right away. It's hidden. So this pasuk refers to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Ki Rosh Hashanah ותחילת התשובה של כל השנה. כי יום ראשון נעשה את יום התשובה. ראש השנה is the beginning of תשובה of the whole year. We start... The whole year of תשובה starts on Rosh Hashanah. Right? There's Rosh Hashanah for days. Rosh Hashanah of תשובה is on the beginning of the day of the days of תשובה. Right? Of the whole year is on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. וזה היום תחילת מעשיך שנברא בו אדם הראשון ופגם על ידי חטאו. This is the day that the Kadosh Baruch Hu he didn't create the world, but he created Adam הראשון. He created the world on Chaf Vav Elul. That's when he created the world. 7 days later is what? Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's the second day of Rosh Hashanah, I think it was created, right? No, Chafei was the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I'm sorry. The first day of the world. Chafei, the first day. Chavav, the second. Chavzayin, the third. Chavches, the fourth. Chavtes, every Rosh Hashanah, the fifth. And Adam Rishon was created on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That's what he sinned. It was a Friday. It's interesting. Today... Today, it's interesting. Huh? Today, never. Rosh Hashanah could never fall out on a Friday.
Why
was
this the first time?
Huh?
Say this was the first time there was Rosh Hashanah?
No, since they created the Luach, right, which is a set, you could know from now until the end of the world, you have to know the dates. When Rosh Hashanah will fall, when Yom Kippur will fall, everything. Right? So they made it in a certain way that will never fall on a Friday. Lo adu rosh, not on a Sunday, not on a Friday, not on a Wednesday. The first day can never fall on a Sunday, never fall on a Wednesday, never fall on a Friday. fall on Shabbos. Shabbos Sunday, you can do it. Because it doesn't work out with the other chagim. Also, lo badu Pesach. First day of Pesach cannot be on Monday, on Wednesday and Friday. First day of Pesach. By the way, by Pesach, through Pesach, through the days of Pesach, we know all the chagim of the year. What day they're going to fall on. If you know the first day of Pesach, you know the, how do you know that? Tisha B'Av will always be the day of Pesach. What day was Tisha B'Av this year? Remember? Tuesday. Leil HaSedar was Monday night. Tuesday. Aleph of Pesach is Tav of Tisha B'Av. Bet of Pesach, what's the letter before Tav? Shin, Shavuos. Shavuos was on a Wednesday. Same day, the second day of Pesach. Everything goes like that. You never knew this?
I've heard of it, yes.
The third, Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The third day of Pesach, what's the letter before Shin?
Resh.
Resh. Resh is Rosh Hashanah. Thursday, Friday, right? That was the third day of the day of Pesach this year. The fourth day, what's the day? It's Kuf. Kuf is... Kuf is... No, but what does it stand for? Kriyas HaTorah, meaning Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah will be... On what day? On a Friday. Fifth day... Kuf... Tzaddik. Tzaddik is... forgot.
Tzaddik
is... forgot the Tzaddik or Sam.
Shavuos?
No, that's Shin. Tzaddik is... I don't remember. Pay is Purim, last day. Purim will probably, we're going to have a Purim Meshulamsh this year. We're going to have a Yerushalayim, it'll be divided to 3 days, the mitzvahs of Purim. On Friday we're going to lain, right? On Friday we're going to lain and give Matanos Levyonim. On Shabbos we're going to say Aranisim. And we're going to have a Seuda on Sunday. Purim Meshulash, my son. What? 3 days. We stay drunk 3 days.
I heard a shir that said it also predicted when
Yom HaTzmaut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because the seventh day it doesn't stand for anything, and always Yom HaTzmaut will be on that day. Hey Beyah always falls out on the last day of Pesach. It's Visha Pesach. Same day. It's true. It's true. True that it falls out. Doesn't mean, I don't know what it means. Okay. Anyways. So the Adam HaRishon sinned on this day. On Friday. The day was created. And we have to fix his sin. That's what we're doing in the world. לרבות הזמן מראש שנה עד שמיני עצרת. From between ראש שנה and שמיני עצרת. וכן כל אחד. That's only the tzaddikim, we only have to fix his sin. And then besides that, if there are people who also have other sins, right? Let's say someone has a sin. So that's special time to fix his deeds and do תשובה. כדי לזכות להתקרב בתכלית ההתקרבות אליו ידבר ובשמיני עצרת. In order be able to the closest as possible and Shmini Atzeret. Shmini Atzeret is a very special chag. It's called Gemara. What's Shmini Atzeret? Really, so it's 7 days. Shmini Atzeret is a separate chag. Even though it's right, it's actually. It says in the Gemara, "Kasha alai predatchem." It's very hard for me. I don't want you to leave. So it's the chag of love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how is a person feels love, the more love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he does tshuva, the more he feels close to Hashem, the more you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. So you, especially in these days, Rav Rosh Hashanah, until Shmini Atzeret, he has to fix his ways the most. So he gets to Shmini Atzeret and he feels the HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most. Yeah, but it says there, in the Torah, in the Torah Vav, שתשובה הוא בחינת קטר, לשון המתנה. תשובה is קטר, which is קטר, crown, but also קטר. You learned in Torah Vav, you remember, and it means wait, right? It means wait. כמו שכתוב, קטר לזהר, בחינת הבא לתאר, וסעינו, הוא לא המתנה in China, like we learned over there, we spoke about it a long time. Longly, as we spoke about it, lengthily, right? That someone who once comes to tshuva, like Mara says, they help him and they tell him wait. And we said the mashal with the guy who sells Shemana Fasimon, the owner says, okay, wait a second, I'll give it to you one moment. He opens a thing and he also smells and enjoys it. Someone who comes to buy garbage, stinky gasoline or whatever, so quickly they give him and go, we hate the smell. Even the person who sells it doesn't like the smell. כי מחמת חטא דם הראשון לכל אחד אחד עליך תאב אי אפשר להתקרב מיד because of our sins, the sins of Adam הראשון and our own personal sins, we can't get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately, and therefore we have to wait between Rosh Hashanah and Shmini Atzeret. That's the 3 weeks that we're waiting between Rosh Hashanah and Shmini Atzeret. It's about 3 weeks 21 days exactly. 3 weeks we have to wait. Why? Because only then, after you waited 3 weeks, then you can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said, now that we sin, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring someone close to him? He tells him, wait. So that's our Rosh Hashanah. Here, Hashem, we're here to do tshuva. Get it close. Wait, my friend. Wait, my son. Wait till Shmini Atzeret, then we're going to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to us. So until now, we're like...
It's like when you've been judged, now they see you fight.
Now you have to wait what they do. So they go together and say, no, positive, negative, it's the time where you have to wait. Now you see everything, you did it. Now they see together and say, what they do
with this. And
it turns
now,
into
zechuyot
also, the
tshuva,
it turns into the good stuff.
Sounds like we're saying that Shmini Atzeret, it's like the day of the whole year that we're the closest to Hashem.
Yeah. Yeah, after 3 weeks of waiting, yeah. But this also symbolizes, it's also for the days, if someone works. But also, any tshuva that a person does. This, if a person does himself a Rosh Hashanah, we do Rosh Hashanah every day, right? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeret, you can have it every day. Yeah.
And every time we do tshuva,
and then Hashem does it, wait, and then suddenly you get this light. What is this light? What is this close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's your Shmini Atzeret right now.
Tshuva is bringing us closer to Hashem.
Yeah. ועיקר התשובה הוא בחינה אדום להשם ויתחולל לו והוא יפיל לך חללים שנכנע אדם שבחלל השמאלי. What is תשובה? We said אדום להשם ויתחולל לו. He's silent to Hashem, right? And he will make hollow places in your heart, meaning you're, we said being silent, meaning you'll empty out the dirty bloods, right? Like we learned in the Torah. So Rabbi Natan says, that's what it says, Rabbeinu says in Nikutei Moran, Rabbi Natan says on this, is there bechinat kiat shofar, shehu kol belo dibur. This is the aspect of the blowing shofar. The blowing shofar is a voice, but it's not a speech. It's just a voice, no speech. Is there bechinat dom la Hashem? Who makes voices that doesn't have a mouth? Someone who's deaf can't talk. It makes voices, right? Can't talk. An animal makes voices. Can't talk. Doesn't have knowledge to talk. Speech. Has intuition, but doesn't have voice. Can't talk. Now we also that's the shofar. The shofar is they have no words to say. Just so that's tshuva. The shofar is tshuva. The shofar also cannot talk. Well, like us, we don't have a mouth to say. Like it says in the Zohar, in the Raya Me'emna, it's part of the Zohar, that a person, when he does tshuva, he comes in front of a Kodesh Bohu like an animal to a korban. And what does that mean? To be silent. An animal is silent. It cannot say anything. It doesn't say any words. The same thing else. When we've got the tshuva, it's part of this year.
You did that very well.
It's great. So when a person goes to the tshuva, he's like, it also says to be like an animal to a kobra. Meaning, you can have nothing to say. Compared
to the animal.
Yeah. He should make himself like an animal. What does that mean? Be silent. Not complain. Oh, Hashem, what did you do with me? וזה בחינת שופר, שהוא קול ולא דיבור. That's the aspect that you said of shofar, which is a voice with no speech. The shofar is the aspect of tshuva. Why? Because it says, "Uru yashanim mitardematchem." Awaken all the sleepers from your sleep. All those who are sleeping, awaken from your sleep. That's what the shofar does. What do I mean awaken from your sleep? From your spiritual sleep, and get close to Hashem. The shofar wakes you up. The shofar is tshuva. Right? Avalj is also tshuva. He's a shofar of Hashem. Avalj.
We're saying there's two kinds of silence. You have to be silent when we're getting rebuked, and we have to be silent in terms of not complaining also.
Yeah, this is so to the silence, yeah. Very good. Umachamad she'az v'rosh Hashana hu atchalat ha'tshuva. And since then, and Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of tshuva of all the year. And when a person begins the tshuva, there's a big execution again. What is that? It's a kitrug. A kitrug. Accusations against a bainter. When someone comes to the tshuva in the beginning, there's a big accusations against him.
Accusations
against him. Why? Because he did so many sins. And now the other malachim, the bad malachim, what? Him? You're going to get into tshuva? No way, Jose. Right? So, that's why I have to go to Rabbeinu. He helps us out there.
A lawyer, a defender.
A defender. Okay? And then, of course, he cannot say a word. What is he going to say? No, I didn't sin. He sinned. The person sinned. What are you going to say now? So he's silent. Nothing to say. Yeah. And speech. Because still, the blood, which is in the left part of the heart, is still very strong. And the speech is from the blood. And since the blood on the left part is still there, the left part of the heart is still there, and the speech is from there, and that's dirty blood, so what is he going to speak? He's going to start complaining, right? Because he's cuckoo still in the head, he didn't go through the operation yet. Right? Today they do it, they have a special machine today, someone needs to transfer his blood. You take out your blood and put in new blood. You know this? Or special machine which takes out your blood, it goes through the machine and brings it back clean. Huh?
They call it wash. The
kidneys.
That's a machine.
It's very dangerous.
Dialysis.
Yeah, it's, people get very weak from it. I don't understand. Why do people get very why does a person speak suffering to a people, right? It's suffering when they go through this, right?
But it's extremely dangerous. It removes not only the toxins, the uric acid, but also puts in dangerous materials because you need to dilute the blood to go through the machine. It also
gallons. You feel very weak and everything.
Right.
You should never know. Only on the Arabs. Only on their enemies. You should do that and die slowly with pain. You hear that, everyone? Don't say it was me, okay?
Don't worry. Under Obamacare, they won't have to worry about a thing. They have death panels.
That's why on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say any confessions. You can't say anything bad. We're so confused. We're so this. We're now not at a good time. We have to clean out our bloods. So we're silent. And that itself cleans out our bloods. Okay? Because that's the beginning of tshuva. We said when someone starts, begins to do tshuva, and every Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of tshuva. And if you start talking now, it's not good. You have a lot of accusations against you. Shh. Be silent. You have nothing to say. Anything you say will be held against you in court, right? Like they say in America when they arrest you. Everything which you say will be held against you.
Only thing you cannot confess
yourself.
Huh? You confess yourself.
Only
good things.
Only good things. And I said already, that when you do it both on Rosh Hashanah, and don't say anything negative, say positive. Daven for everything you want to do good at. Don't say anything negative at all. So, and don't think negative either. Hashem is going to take care of us. Hashem loves us. Always positive thinking.
They test you on Rosh
Hashanah? Huh?
They test you on Rosh Hashanah?
Of course, everything. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, right. The only thing we have left is to scream out to Hashem. You can scream it with no voice, with no words even. It's like, oh, from the depth of the heart, you can have a real oi, a real krecht, like Rabbi called it. And no, you're there.
This is why people don't talk on the first day.
At all. Nothing to say. Especially in breath. Nothing to say.
Why are you having such a problem with that?
Well, because you're staying in Israel, that's the problem.
No, people sitting next to me.
In shul the dog?
In shul.
No, it's still the dog.
Turning around and talking to people right next to me. No, this was Shabbos.
No, but what about Rosh Hashanah Kippur? I doubt it. People talk?
Yes.
I'm having a different shul. Rent a room in a hotel in the Sheraton Hotel and walk to Shari Chesed. There's normal shoes there. The rest of shul.
One exit. Go to the front of the shul and sit there and don't sit in the back. But usually they talk in the back.
Well, I'm sort of like in the middle. I'm trying to get too near the window.
Down to the Americans. What do you want to do in shul? Nothing. Americans. People still feel in America.
On January 17th, 1994, at 4:30 in the morning, there was a massive 7.2 earthquake in Northridge, California. There was severe damage all the way past Santa Monica, Long Beach, you know, for hundreds of miles. In the shuls.
That's all we were talking about.
The only damage there was where people were talking.
Really?
There was a light fixture that was just dangling by one wire. And it was right over the seat where the person would talk. In the main shul of community in North Hollywood. The entire back wall, all you saw was broken tile that was on the floor, and it was right next to the people that were talking.
You don't need to talk more than that.
And the only people that mentioned Gomel